should have been anticipated because the military has been quite divided ever since the first coup d'etat. That is one. There are also divisions between the military and the gendarmerie. And the recent rapprochement between Colonel Damiba and his people with the dethroned president, Compaoré, all added to sort of heating the political atmosphere. But I think this is an internal military struggle.
You mentioned the former leader's contact or friendliness with former President Blaise Compaoré. Are you saying that perhaps the new military leaders may not have liked that or do not like that, and that may have contributed because Blaise Compaoré was supposed to be on trial in Burkina Faso?
I am not attributing the current coup to that particular incident, you know, because what is happening is actually intra-junta struggle, because those involved in this particular coup were all part of the original coup with Colonel Damiba. Their reason is the fact that he has not focused on the fight against terrorism in the country, and that he has started playing politics. But what other kind of politics? Because they also, who stayed this school, are playing politics, because this is a second in 1 year. So, you know, this is like the pot accusing the kettle of being black. So both are dabbling in politics, and ECOWAS is firmly against any military involvement in the political life of the country. They should stick to their role as defenders of the territorial integrity of the country, and then all that, with 40% of Burkina Faso currently under the control of terrorists and other armed groups in the country. You would think that the military have a lot of work to do other than dabbling into politics. And this is what ECOWAS is firmly against, and ECOWAS has not changed its attitude towards the country. Burkina Faso remains suspended from the community activities, and we are sticking to the original 24-month transition period for the restoration of constitutional order, which should occur by 1st July 2024.
As you mentioned, this is the second coup in Burkina Faso in a year. Is ECOWAS losing the battle for democracy to this military dictatorship in the region?
I would like to think that ECOWAS is not losing the battle for democracy. There are many more countries that are nominally democratic than the few that are disrupting the democratization process in the region. What I would say is that there is a combination of factors of governance deficits in the region combined with the asymmetric conflict environment characterized by terrorism, intercommunal violence, and what have you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure always to speak with you.
Thank you very much, James. Nice talking to you.